You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In 1946, six nuns from Kentucky made a journey to one of the poorest states in India to start a hospital and to also train Indian women to become nurses. This story has never been told until now in a new book called Sisters of Mocama. The book's author, who is also the senior opinion editor at the New York Times, Jyothi Thottam, is joining us today to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jyothi, how did you first learn about these nuns?
Mm-hmm. Well, the book started as a family story. My mother studied nursing at this school in Bihar, but it really went far beyond what she remembered. I mean, she told me her stories of studying with these nuns, but I spent years tracking down the families of the nuns and slowly convinced the order to open up their archives to me. And so that was when the story really came together, just like reading hundreds of letters that the sisters wrote home, describing what they had done and what they had seen. I mean, it was really a vivid picture of what life was like in India at that time, what it meant to be an American woman abroad at that time. And so that was really the material that formed the basis for this book.
So tell me, as you were researching this book, because I am imagining there was a lot of research that went into this, what you were able to find about these nurses. I mean, because what intrepid spirits, in the sense that I would think in 1946, when you decide to do this, you may not ever maybe come back to the States.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I mean, when these women, the first six nuns, volunteered for this mission, what it meant to be a missionary at that time was the order told them, okay, congratulations, you're going to India. You have 3 weeks to go home, say goodbye to your families because you'll probably never see them again. That was the deal at the time. And then and they did it. And then they got on these ships and went to India. And they arrived right after partition, meaning like right after India gained its independence, but it was split into two countries. So it was really a time of intense political chaos. And in their letters home, their records of what they did, it was really remarkable to see, you know, they were sort of witnessing all of that. And so it was kind of a record of that period when so much was uncertain, not just about India, but also, you know, how America would sort of operate in the world now that World War II was over. So because again, this was all happening in the context of the end of World War II and a lot of American optimism about, you know, what that meant for the future.
And with that said, you actually had the option, had the opportunity, I should say, of meeting one of the original six nuns.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like?
So I'll tell you what that was an afternoon I will never forget. So I met Sister Anne Roberta Powers when she was in her 80s. She's since passed away, but she was retired. She was living in another town in Bihar, and she had spent her whole life really in India working in various parts of this mission. And so when she was telling me about what it was like to leave her home in Cloverport, Kentucky, a very small town, and go to India, it was, you know, obviously the first time she had ever left the United States. I mean, she had hardly even left Kentucky at that point. And then describing her journey to India, a very sort of treacherous train journey across the country to reach the mission. I mean, she described it to me as if it had happened just days before. It was such a vivid, it was such a vivid thing. And that was also one of those moments when I felt like, wow, there are just so many stories like hers that have just never been told. And it really kind of motivated me to find out more about what she and all the sisters had gone through and what they built there.
When you talked with her that afternoon, What did she tell you about why they decided to take on this mission? I mean, this is not an easy lift, what they decided to do, and frankly, unheard of back in the 1940s for women who were not accompanied by men to go and do something like this.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, so Sister Anne Roberta, she was only 22 when she left. She hadn't even taken her final vows as a nun. And, you know, the thing that she talked about, like, although this was obviously a Catholic mission and it was motivated in some ways by faith, what she really talked about was just this intense desire to see the world. And that was something that she told me had been with her since she was a little girl. You know, she had sort of heard stories about people working in these faraway places. And she was just one of those people that kind of had that spark in her that, you know, yes, I've grown up in a small town in Kentucky, but I know that there's a big and interesting world out there, and someday I'm going to see it. And so that was really a big part of what motivated many of these women, is that they had that longing, that sense of wanting to have an adventure in the world. And for women in the 1940s in America at that time, frankly, being a missionary was one of the few ways that that was possible. Now, of course, like during World War II, there were many women, including some nurses and some sisters, who served abroad during the doing service during the war. But when the war ended, many of them came home, and suddenly those opportunities were closed off. But some women said, you know what, now that I've seen what's out there, I'm not going back. And that it was that impulse, which was present in many American women at that time, that also motivated these women.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jyothi Thottam. She is the author of a new book called Sisters of Mokoma. It is about six nuns back in 1946 who journeyed to India to start a hospital and really change the face of that country in many ways. Jyothi, talk about the state of public health in India at that time, and then the conditions that these nuns, as well as their students, were working under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is another part of the research that I found that really sort of struck me. Because, you know, of course, like, India had gone through a lot during World War II and also during the upheaval of partition. But, you know, there was a survey done of public health in India, like just at the end of World War II. And what that revealed was just how hundreds of years of colonialism had really kind of stunted the health of the whole country. I mean, life expectancy was only 27 for men and women at that time. And a large part of that was because the mortality rates for children were so high. I mean, half of all the people who died in India were children under 10 in the early 1940s. I mean, it's remarkable to think about. And a lot of that was really just for lack of basic medicines, but also lack of hospitals, and most importantly, a lack of trained doctors and nurses. I mean, under colonialism, there just was not a lot of investment in building hospitals or nursing schools or medical schools. So they're just, you know, there were people who could do those things, but just very few opportunities for them to be trained and to actually do that work. So that's one of the things that this hospital really sort of stepped into that breach and built a hospital where there was nothing else, built a nursing school where there hadn't been one before, and trained really generations of Indian women to be nurses.
I would assume when this hospital was built, that this was a quite radical idea.
Mm-hmm. It was. And that was another one of the things that I think the sisters didn't fully realize when they got there. I mean, they were very determined. They knew what they wanted to do in terms of nursing and giving medical care. But, you know, they also had to operate in a society that was quite patriarchal, and it was sort of dominated, as many places are, by the sort of wealthy landowners who held all the power. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while many of them were happy to have a hospital, they were not so sure about this institution. Suddenly, coming up in their area that was run by foreigners, run by Americans, and run by women. And it was a place where, you know, they served anyone, no matter what your caste was, what your religion was. So in their own quiet way, I think the sisters were really sort of challenging the norms of that time in a way that was very unusual.
You know, you bring up this idea of patriarchy and frankly, misogyny in the sense of these, you know, women coming in and you know, building this hospital and then taking care of anyone, right? Mm-hmm. When you were doing research, did you, maybe not you personally, but did you uncover any larger issues that in regards to potentially racism or colonialism, that these women were facing and potentially maybe still face today, or has that shifted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there were a couple of really interesting things that came out of the research. So one thing that was very clear from the beginning of the start of the hospital is they very much wanted to have a female doctor, which was unusual at that time. I mean, frankly, even in England and in the United States, there were very few women who were trained to be doctors, to be surgeons. I mean, you know, in the 40s, you know, women became nurses and men became doctors. So there were so few women who were trained. And if you were a religious woman, if you were a nun, in fact, it was not allowed for you to be a doctor unless you were a missionary. So that's something that I think many people, even many Catholics, don't fully realize. So this order, you know, once they started their mission, they were so determined to have a female doctor because there were many women in India who just wouldn't see a doctor because if it was a man, so they just didn't get medical care that they needed. So the order trained one of their own sisters to be a surgeon. And at the time she went to India, there were only 100 sister surgeons, as they called them, in the entire world. And one of them was in this small town in Bihar. So that was, you know, something that, you know, took many years of concerted effort, but they managed to do that. And her arrival really just completely transformed what the hospital was able to do. But then the other way that they really sort of challenged things was really just by opening the nursing school, because what that did for Indian women, the ones who studied there, because again, like there were Indian women at that time in the 40s, 50s, and early 60s who, you know, they were part of a brand new country in some ways. It had just gained its independence. And, you know, they wanted to be part of building their new country. Like, and it was also a time when there were new opportunities opening up. They wanted to leave their villages. They wanted financial independence. They wanted to work. They wanted to work outside the home, but that was very difficult. So this nursing school gave them a way to say, like, okay, here's the school. I'm going there. I'm going to stand on my own. And my mother was one of those young women. She was only 15, actually, when she left her village to become a nurse. So again, that's something that really wouldn't have been possible without the opportunities that that the school offered them. And that's something I think that's really sort of stood to this day. I mean, young women who come to the school, who come to this hospital to train and to work, you know, it's just an avenue of independence for them as women that's still very difficult in other parts of India.
Well, I thank you so much for taking time to talk to us about this. What a fascinating story. And so wonderful that it is finally being told in your book. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been talking with author and senior opinion editor at the New York Times, Jyothi Thottam, about her new book, Sisters of Mocama. It is available now. So again, get a copy of that. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. I'm Gemma Caudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.